Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny Thompson. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rick Renick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mitterwald for a passed ball. Aparicio scores. May moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tovar scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's 3-2, Twins. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence juggles the ball. That's an error on Spence. Killebrew scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Thompson covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holt for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-1 in the game. Renick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards second. O'Brien fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Aparicio covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-0 in the game. Horland hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Danny Thompson now playing shortstop. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Gale Hopkins now catching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards third. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive towards third. McKinney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Holt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Quilici reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Renick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-3 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Weaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-3 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.